Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, May 22nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish President Andrzej Duda is in Ukraine today to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and address the Ukrainian parliament. The visit was announced by the president's office early this morning. According to Jakub Kumach, the top foreign policy aide to the Polish president, Duda will be the first foreign head of state to be honored in this way since the beginning of Russia's war on Ukraine. During his speech to the Verkhovna Rada today, Duda is expected to pay tribute to those who, by fighting to defend Ukraine, are fighting to defend Europe. Last month, Duda visited Ukraine alongside his counterparts from Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, meeting Zelensky in Kyiv and visiting the towns of Bucha, Borodyanka, and Irpin. Today marks the 80th day since Russia invaded Ukraine. Military picnics were held across Poland yesterday to encourage voluntary basic military service, a new type of army recruitment. The picnics were part of an organized call for recruitment made yesterday by Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak during his visit to the town of Krasnik in southeastern Poland. "We know what is going on beyond our eastern border," Błaszczak explained. "Russia has attacked Ukraine, people are being killed, the Putin regime is committing war crimes. The best and most effective response to these threats is to boost the Polish armed forces." The new form of military service, Błaszczak claims, will help Poland realize its aim of having a combined force of 300,000 soldiers, including 250,000 career soldiers and 50,000 territorial army soldiers. According to Lieutenant Colonel Przemysław Majewski, head of military recruitment in Słupsk, voluntary basic military service will last 12 months and is divided into two stages. The first stage consists of 28 days of basic preparatory training, followed by 11 months of specialist training. Soldiers receive full professional pay, or 4,560 zlotys, during the training period, do not have to live in barracks, and can resign from the service at any time during this period. Poland enacted a new homeland defense law in March to modernize and expand its armed forces into one of the strongest in NATO in response to Russia's war on Ukraine. According to a newly released study by global consulting firm KPMG, 69% of Polish companies experienced a cybersecurity incident last year, a notable increase from 2020. The Cybersecurity Barometer survey found that the number of businesses subject to at least one cyber attack increased by 5 percentage points compared to 2020, confirming that cybersecurity threats are on the rise. According to respondents, the main cyber threat is data theft, when passwords and login data are stolen through email and text messaging scams, followed by data leaks caused by malicious software. The survey also found that Polish firms are increasingly worried about potential attacks from hacker groups supported by foreign countries. And the Gdańsk Museum has announced it is offering a reward of 1,000 zloty for anyone who has proof of a Gdańsk postcard issued before July 20, 1889. The competition is part of the new Wanted exhibit on 19th century postcards currently on display at the Polowa Gallery of the main town hall in Gdańsk. A unique lithographic stone, two fragments of a postcard accidentally found in Poland and Germany, and the oldest postcard in Gdańsk are only three of the nearly 200 exhibits of the Wanted exhibition, which is open from now until July 31st. On Saturdays throughout May and June, the museum is offering special curatorial tours with the creators of the exhibition and collectors of historical postcards. More information on the exhibit and the postcard competition can be found on the museum's website or by visiting us at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with a slight chance of rain and a strong breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 13 degrees centigrade or 55 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with similar temps and a chance for rain later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.